Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Ches and Be'ez, four lines from the bottom. We'll plead the Rabbah. In our previous shir, we had learned the opinion of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that a katan, a boy who's still only a katan, is able to have children. But Rav Chisda taught us that a child who has children, that child, the son of such a child, cannot, according to halacha, become a ben tzairah meirah. Our Gemara begins with telling us, or pleading to Rabbah, that this is contrary to what Rabbah taught us. Rabbah's opinion is that a katan cannot have children. Shanama, the pasuk says, "Imein lishkoil." The Torah speaks about a case where somebody said to someone, "You owe me money," and the person who was told that you owe me money denied with a shvuah. And then afterwards, he admitted that he swore falsely. But the Torah says that such an individual has to pay to the person who said, "You owe me money." He now has to give him a keren v'chaimish, the principal, plus 20%. He has to bring a carbon osham, a sham gzelus. But let's say this person who swore falsely, the person who was asking for the money, had passed away, and he has no one to give back the money that he has to give, the keren v'chaimish. What is the halacha? So says the Gemara, the pasuk teaches us, vim elein lishkoil, if this person has no one to give back the money to, then the Torah says you should give it to the kohen of that mishmar. So immediately ask the Gemara, v'chiyesh l'cha odna b'yisrael, is there anyone in Klai Yisrael she'en le'goyel that doesn't have a goyel, that doesn't have relatives? Ella, says the Gemara, b'gezel ager kos medaber. The pasuk must be speaking about that the individual who asked for the money was a ger, v'am rachman, and the Torah HaKadosha teaches us, v'em l'ish goyel, if there is no goyel, then we give it to the Kohanim. The pasuk says, ish, at the tzarech lachzer alav. So the Torah teaches us by an adult, we have to see, im yesh legoilim alav. Did this person, after he became a ger, have children, and those children would be his yarshim? Katan, but if the katan is the one that made the claim, at the tzarech lachzer alav, we don't have to do any investigation. Be a dua, shein legoilim. Because we could be confident that since he's a child, he doesn't have any goyim. So what do we see from here? That the children can't have children. So says the Gemara of Chizda has been teaching us that a child can have a goyim, that a child can have children. Here we see that we don't. So many Rishonim ask that, why are we having this discussion? Isn't there a halacha that you can't do gzela from a katan? Because a katan doesn't have his own money. So why are we having this discussion? These Rishonim ask, can a katan have children? Can a katan not have a children? A katan can't have money. So how would it be that somebody stole from a katan? So one pshat is that if there's a katan, the katan may be yashin money from his father before he yashin money from his father before the father became a ger, and now he's a ger and he has money. Another pshat is that the Rishonim suggests, Tosfos says, that sometimes a katan could work, and if he works, he gets paid, and the payment that he gets is his money. And then the other pshat that many Rishonim suggest, that if somebody gives him money and they could give it to him in a halachically permissible fashion, that money becomes his. How is a katan able to become a ger? So some Rishonim say, speaking about a situation that his mother became a geyrus before he was born, that there the halacha is that the geyrus that works for her works for him as well. Eisvei Abaya asks Abaya, the Torah speaks about the parasha of Ishcha Shifcha Charufa. So Rashi explains that speaking about a woman who's a Shifcha Charufa, she's half Shifcha, half a Shifcha and half a Bas Chayrin. that got married to an Eved Ivri, and the halacha is that a person who has relations with her has to bring a carbon, and she gets Malkus. The Yad Rama has a whole different approach to this Gemara. He speaks about that the Gemara is speaking about somebody who had an emission of Shefach Zera. But again, the Pasuk says, we're going to learn with Rashi, Vish ki yishka v'es isha Shefach Zera v'ish shecha nechrefes lish ein li ala ish. This halacha teaches us only if a godel had this relationship, he's chayiv a carbon and she's chayiv malchus. However, if the person that had this relationship was ben teshe shana v'yom echad, shiroi l'biyim enayim, how do we know that, of course, the cotton won't have to bring a carbon because he's still a cotton, but how do we know that she will have to bring, how do we know that she will get malchus? Tamloima v'ish. So we see that the extra ish, vav, comes to teach us that a ben teshe shanim can have, to which the Gemara answers, Amalei, so Rabbah responds to Abaya, Yeshlai, of course a boy, once he's 9 years old, has the ability to do Bia. However, Me'ena Meilid, that Bia cannot result in a child. And the Gemara says, we have such a precedent, Ketvu, Shlai, Vi, Shlishtami, just like when we see grain, that grain is grown, but it's not complete, and it doesn't have the strength of full-fledged grain. The Be'chizkiya Tana continues the Gemara. In the Braisa of Be'chizkiya, they taught us, the Pasuk, when it speaks about a Ritzeach, a murderer, V'chiyazit ish al-rei l'harga be'ama, says the Gemara, from here we learn, the Torah says, V'chiyazit, why does the Torah use the word V'chiyazit instead of Yashia? Ish mei zir mazriya, a child, a godel, an adult zera, has the ability of creating children. Vein cotton meizim azriya, but not the zera of a cotton. Amalera from Matchor Rashi, my mashma the high meizid lushna the bishuli. From where do we take that the word meizid has to do with something that's completely ripe? Except because we find v'yozu Yaakov nazid, Yaakov cooked. That's similar to the shechva zera, says the Gemara. Vatan asked the Gemara, Vatan the Beir of Shmuel. We learned in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, the Torah says, Ki yil ish ben sayra mayra. And we learn from this pasuk that a ben can become a sayra mayra. V'loy av, a person who already had a child cannot become a ben sayra mayra. And the Gemara develops the question. Hey chidami, what is the case that the Braisa is speaking about? Ilema, the eber, that the woman became pregnant, that after this child became old enough to be a possible candidate of being a ben sirer, that's when he made a woman pregnant, and the baby was born mekam the lake of Zokin. Before, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that a boy could only become a ben sirer in a very specific time. That's from the time that he becomes a bar mitzvah till the hair is developed around his gid. So says the Gemara, Mi kishos kulahai. Can there be such a long duration? After we learned the Mishnah, so Kripsdoi teaches us that kol yomish ben sayre meirer, the entire amount of time when a sayre meirer can become a sayre meirer is any ala shleisha chadashim avad. It's only a maximum of 3 months. A baby needs 9 months. El lav, how must we understand the Braisa? That the Braisa is speaking about a situation, the Abba Mekam Delesi, that the woman became pregnant before he brought the Shtei Saris. Voile Mekam Delekim Zokim, therefore, since she became pregnant before his Bar Mitzvah, many months before, there was enough time for the baby to be born before he was at the point of the hair that makes him into past the age of being ben sayra mayra. But ask the Gemara v'shmamina, isn't this clearly an indication that cotton, that a child, mylid, can have a baby, or cotton can make a woman conceive? Says the Loi. Loilim da'amad basadaisi. The Bryce is speaking about a case where a woman became pregnant after he was bar mitzvah. For oile basad akav zaken, And the baby, needing 9 months or say 7 months to be born, was born after that. I, the Kashala, we have a question to Rav Kazdoi. The Rav Kazdoi said that this is only in 3 months. She couldn't have possibly had the baby from within 3 months. Says the one, Kaasar Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Dimi came from Tzorah, he taught us, Amri ben Marava, and at Tzorah they explained what Tanu Rabbi Yishmael meant, Ben, the loyal royal Christ of, that after those 3 months are up, from when he became a bar mitzvah, he can't become a ben sarah mayra. The amount of 3 months was because of after she became, after his bar mitzvah, she became pregnant, the baby is noticeable before the 3 months are up. And now the Gemara is teaching us that what's considered a father is not that the baby was necessarily born. You are considered a father, and Rav Kivega says this explicitly, you're considered a father the moment the child that was conceived because of you is already noticeable. And that's why within those 3 months, it's already able to be noticeable that this child is in the world. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Kuzdai, Amar Shapsi. There's only 3 months within which a Sarmer ben Sarmer can become ben Sarmer. Ask the Gemara of Anan, Tanan, haven't we learned the Mishnah, Mishyavish de Saras with Shak of Azokim? And we see that if it doesn't necessarily take 3 months, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Gemara, and you're saying it's 3 months, says Marhik of Zokim, if the hair developed, even though 3 months aren't up, he becomes a ben Sarah Meir. What Rav Kuzdoi is coming to teach us is that once Molu Shloish Kadoshim, once the 3 months from the Bar Mitzvah come, even though he didn't develop all the hair, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that at that point, since it's 3 months past the Bar Mitzvah, Gemara is teaching us, Rav Kuzdoi says, you can't be a Bar Mitzvah. You can't become a ben Sarah Meir. Says the Shem Shmuel. From here, the Gemara is teaching us a very important lesson. Saying, when is the time, our Gemara is teaching us, when a child can become ben Sarah Meir? Gemara is saying it's for those 3 months from his bar mitzvah until 3 months later. Says the Shem Shmuel that we know that midah tovah meruba midah peronius. Something good is more important than something that could have a negative result. So if we could have, unfortunately, a negative result, then in 3 months, this boy becomes a ben sarah meir. How much more so, does the Shem Shmuel say, that if a boy, in the first 3 months after he becomes a bar mitzvah, his parents, his father, put so much effort in those months to make him into a good boy, to be mechanichim on the right path, those are very opportune times for such a development. Says the Gemara, Yosef Yaakov Nor Kapel Nar Pekoy Kamei Deravina. Yosef Kama B'Shmei Drafuna Derei Yeshua Shmami Nebri Kvizdoi Amr Rav Shapsi, that after these 3 months, that during these 3 months, how could he be a father? Because during the 3 months, you can notice that if he's a ben sarah meir. So we know that a woman can have a child normally to 9 months, but she sometimes can have a child after 7 months. And from here we learn, Yeledes L'Shiva, if a woman has a child after 7 months, Ein Ubra Niklash L'Shimel. The baby is not noticeable after 2 months and a week, which is a third. You have to have, even by this child, 3 months. This akadatach. If we're going to say uber nikolas shlishamel, that the baby could be noticeable at the third, or when it's going to be born, and that'll be 2 months and a week. Lamali shlisha. Why does Rav Kuzdoi say it could only become ben samara for 3 months? Betrei v'talsasagya. Once it's 2 months and a third, then the halacha is that he's already called at that time, if it's noticeable after a third, a father. And with learning that a father cannot be a ben sarah meir. So why is he saying 3 months? He should have said after 2 months and a third, it's the same halacha. Amalei to Ravina respond, Lailam lach uber nikla shlishima. Indeed, baby is noticeable after 2 and a third months. So if so, why did Kuzdoy say 3 months? Because Kuzdoy was speaking about Basarush Ruba. Most women have a baby after 9 months, and then since babies are not having a baby until 9 months, the child won't be noticeable until 3 months. But of course, the halacha is that it could be earlier. And as the Rishonim point out, why is this such an important discussion? It's an important discussion because the halacha is that the halacha tells us that after a woman's marriage ends, she should wait 3 months to get remarried. And this is called Havchana. And the reason for Havchana is because Chazal are most concerned that maybe she's going to get pregnant, and we won't know if the baby is from the first father, from the first husband or from the second husband. If we know there's a 3 month interval, this will solve those considerations. But if a baby could be noticeable after 2 months and a week, so then we should already have the concern. We should have the concern there. It must be that it is a concern, but it's not a typical concern. And now he asked that our Mishnah says 3 months, because up to 3 months is when most women's pregnancy will be noticeable. But ask the Gemara, do we follow Rav? Ask the Gemara, Bedin and Afashis, me as Lina Basar Rav, to have we learned that Tarab Shafta Eidah Vatzilo Eidah, that we have to do everything in our power to exonerate a murderer. And therefore, if there's a question of when she got pregnant, we should follow, why are we following the Rav and saying that she presumably is not pregnant if it's not 3 months? Why? We don't know that for a fact. And Nehe was saying that we should go after most women, and therefore he's not a person that can be called a father until 3 months. Yes, in most cases, he can't be called a father until 3 months, because until then, the pregnancy is not common. But that doesn't mean he can never be a father. So the Ran asks that the Gemara Masech Tehillim teaches us by Din and Nefashis, we do follow Rav. Because when we have a person that was murdered, let's say he was shot, maybe the place where the bullet hit was a place that he had a hole, making him a treifa. The halacha is, if somebody kills a treifa, he's not considered a murderer. So the question here is very strong. We see that we do follow Rav. Most people don't have a hole where he's going to get shot, where he got shot. And that's why we follow Rav, and we consider this murderer a murderer. So why are you saying we don't follow Rav? So the Rav Kiva Ege answers that when the Gemara says that we don't go Rav, we do go Rav, that's in a place where there's an option. But in our Gemara, there's an option to wait. So why are we being lenient? By the murderer, we got shot. There's no way of knowing if there was a hole there. So don't follow Rav. But here, we have option. Why are we just saying that until 3 months, he's not a Ben Sar Moira? Says the Gemara, Hadru Kameda Ravina, Amalei Bedin and Afashis Leizlin Basarava, but we don't follow Rav. Atanan, the Mishnah teaches us, Echer Oime Vishnaim Bechaydish, if one aid says that the murder took place on the second day of the month, or whatever Avera took place, which there's an Oynish Meinsam, so we have a discrepancy amongst the witnesses, and we've learned in our shiurim how strict Chazal were about these about discrepancy amongst Edom. The halacha is Edus and Kiyamis, because we assume Zayed Shazay Yedei BeBurush Chaydish VeZay Any Yedeiya, but and that's a common mistake. Says the Gemara, however, V'Sal Kedatach Loi Amrina Zil Basaruba Neima Hani Dafka Kabasadi. Why are we just following the Rav and saying most people make this kind of mistake? And just why do we say that the people who are saying the testimony are actually being exact? That they're contradicting each other and therefore cannot combine to Edus. Why don't we concern about that? Because we follow Bezil Shem Damrin and Zil Basaruba. Ruba didn't have the Torah with the Yarcha. So we see that we do follow a Rav, even in such a case where they are not saying that it took place on the same din, on the same day. The Shulchan Aruch, because it's common, Rav, to have this kind of confusion. The Shulchan Aruch says the same halacha applies in monetary cases. For example, if two witnesses contradict each other as to the date of a loan, Beis Din accepts their testimony, and they assume that there was confusion regarding the date. Says the Shach that since our Gemara just said that why do we accept these two testimonies, even though they contradict each other? Because we say Ein Holchem Imamim, because we follow Rav. But ask the Shach, isn't there a rule by Din Imamimus of Ein Holchem Imamim Achar Rav? So by Din Nefashos, the Gemara is saying we're following Rav. But how can we apply that to other cases? So the Stipler says there's a fundamental difference between questioning Eidim regarding monetary cases and capital cases. When we speak about monetary cases, even without using the concept of Rav, Beis Din is not necessarily going to disqualify two Eidim that say the loan took place on different dates. Because even if half the population, not even Rav, make mistake about dates, so Beis Din will attribute their inconsistent testimony regarding to making a mistake about a date. So since people have a Cheskas Kashrus, so even though we don't follow Roy by Din Mamonis, Cheskas Kashrus says that this is a mistake that they made and their testimony, and they are not disqualified. But when we speak about Dine Nefashis, as we've learned in our Masechta, there's a requirement of Drisha V'Chakira and asking all of these questions. And the person having a Cheskas Kashrus is not sufficient to make him into a kosher aid because he has to have answers to the Chakiris V'Drishas. So the only way to make these Eidim who are inconsistent with their testimony into kosher Eidim is because we follow the Rav that most people don't really know, make mistakes about dates, they don't really know the date. Says the Gemara, brings another raya that by Din and Nefashos we follow the Rav. Amar Rav Yemi Medifta Afanana Mitanina. Bash Shalosh Yom Echad, the girl who's already 3 years old, her father gave her to a man to marry her with Bia. Miskadeshes b'Bia. She becomes an Eshes Ish through Bia. V'mbal Yavam, if that husband dies, and now he was left without children, so she's Chayiv in Yibam, and if a Yavam has relations with her, Kana she becomes his wife. That means if she dies, he inherits her. If he's a Kohen, he may become Tame when she passes away. If she's going to end that marriage, they get the get, which the father accepts the get. And the father gets the Kess of Kedushin. And if somebody has relations with her, it's considered that they had the relations with an Eshes Ish. Umetama Espoilop, if somebody has relations with her while she's a Nida, so the halacha is that a man who has relations with a woman who's a Nida, the Tama Mishka Fatachtim. There's two halachas regarding a Nida, which are not the same by a Boyal Nida, somebody who has relations with a Nida. When anything that he lays on, even if he didn't touch it, let's say the example Gemara always gives is where you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. The halacha is that all ten of those mattresses, the halacha is that it's not mitama oichler mashkin and not other mekalim, which is the halacha of ke'elion, like the beggar of Azov. So we see that. And the Nida herself, whatever she lays on, so what he lays on becomes a Rishonot Tumah. What the Nida lays on becomes an Avatuna. Venissus Lakayin, if she married a Kayin, her father married her off to Kayin, a chelz b'tshuma, she's allowed to eat tshuma. Ba'ala echem in a psulim, if a person that is disqualified, a goy, a cholol, nos, a mamzer, has relations with her, pasul b'makuna. She will never be allowed to marry a kayin, and if she, her father is a kayin, even if she ends up back in her father's home, she never can eat tshuma again. And ba'ala echem mekala rayas amus b'tara, if anybody who's one of the rayas have relations with her, so it's considered an illicit relationship, and mumsala, they give it, they put to death. Vip tura. But now gets the Marta's point. For Mai, why are we so quick to say that this woman is considered an Eishes Ish? And the man that had relations with her is having relation with Eishes Ish. Ema Eilinasi, why should we not be concerned that she's an Eilinas? Vadata Dachal Kaddish. And he didn't marry her with that expectation, so she's not an Eishes Ish. El Lav, what must be the answer to that question? Darina Zil Basaroy, but we follow Roiv. Roiv Nashim Lav Eilinas Nanhu. So we see that we're following Roiv. Says the Gemara Loi, my Chayiv Lav Diktani. When we spoke about Chayiv, we're talking about a Karmen Chattas, if he had relationship with her in Shogig. For Karmen Chattas, there's no concept that we have to be concerned, that we don't follow Roiv. Says the Gemara, but Mumsal Yad Diktani, we said that she get that the person who had relations with her is going to be killed, not just a carbon. Says the Gemara, we're speaking about Baal Aviyah. And the father is chayiv, even if she's not an Eishes Ish. But says the Gemara, that's not what we said. From Baal Ech Mikol Arayis Ketani. So it says not just the father, anybody, because she's an Eishes Ish, or she's a relative because of her marriage. Eloch Maiskin at the Kabbalah. What's your concern that she's an islandess? And what was your point that if she's an islandess? We're not concerned for that. We follow Roiv. The answer to that question is that no. Here they got married, and the husband, when he married her, said explicitly that even if this girl is an islandess, I want the marriage to be considered a valid marriage. And therefore, since that those were the terms that he set forth, that's why she's considered an Eishes Ish, because it doesn't make a difference to him if she is an islandess or not. So the Rishayim, the Akhroinim discuss, so when somebody has relations with a Ketana who's an Eishes Ish, that we're concerned that she's an islandess, where we don't have that that the husband said, I don't care. So why would he be put to death? Why is it not considered a Asura Sofik? And we know that there's a question that Asura Sofik, Loishma Asura. So the Achronim asked this question, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger, because of this question, says that we don't indeed kill the man who had relations with this girl, until she becomes a Gedoyla, and we know that she's not an islandess. But the question is, why is it not, asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, considered Asura Sofik? So for that, he says that to take away the problem of Asura Sofik, the fact that Roiv are not an islandess, for that, that's enough. Tana Banim, if you have a woman, Hamusulas B'ben Katan, that acts in a immoral way with her son, for Haraba, and the child did Haraz, did the beginning of the Bia, the Mefarshim say, the Yad Ramah says, it doesn't have to be there, it was only Harah. The Gemara says Harah because typically an adult child cannot do full Biyah. Beshamer Makuna. Beshamer's opinion is that she becomes disqualified from being able to marry a Kayin because she's considered like she becomes disqualified from eating Truma because it's considered like she had an illicit relationship and she's a Zayna. And a Zayna can't eat Truma, Beisel Machshirim, because it's not considered an act of Bia, according to Beisel. Amar Avchei, Berei Rabba, Banachmeni, Amar Avchizda, Vamelei, Amar Avchizda, Maziri, Hakamayim, Betanish, Sheshon, Vyomechot, Shabiyas, Bia. Everybody agrees that once the boy is 9 years old, his Bia is a full-fledged Bia. Everybody agrees that Pachs Ben Shemona ain't Bia, Sabiyah. When he's less than 8 years old, the Bia is not considered an act of Bia. When he's exactly Ben Shmoinah. The Beshamis Savri, Gamarin, the Medaris Rishonim, and the Gemara is going to go through a long discussion that in those days, boys were able to have children when they were 8 years old. And therefore, nowadays, boys can't have children at eight, and therefore, it's not considered a child. So, of course, the Rishonim ask, we learned that boys in our share, that there are opinions that say boys can have children until 13. So the Ran answers this question that indeed, nowadays, boys can't have children until 13. But Beis Hillel is of the opinion that even now, we go back to what we discussed earlier in the shiur, although the boy can't have children until 13, his zera is considered zera at 9. And therefore, at 9, Beis Hillel holds it's an act of biyah. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that in earlier generations they had children at the age of 8? The pasuk says regarding Batsheva. And the pasuk says Eloizos Batsheva bas Eliyam Eishes Uri Achiti. Batsheva, who was the wife of David, was the daughter of Eliyam. The ksiv and the pasuk speaks about Eliyam. He says Eliyam ben Achitofel Hagiloini. So Eliyam, who was the father of Batsheva, was the son of Achitofel. The ksiv Yishlach b'yad Nosan Anavi. The pasuk speaks about when Shlomo Melech was born, David called Shlomo the name, also another name, Yedidya. They used to make a party when they would shear the sheep, and Avshalom asked that he should be sent to that party that Amnon, who was another son of David, was making. That's where Avshalom killed Amnon. And that was 2 years after Shlomo was born. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says that after Avshalom killed Amnon, V'Avshalom Baruch, Avshalom runs away, V'yelech Geshura, V'yisham Shlosh Hashanim. So we see that now it's 5 years from when Shlomo was born. V'ksiv, V'yesh Avshalom Yishlaim, Shnesayim Yonim, P'nei Melech Leroah. After 2 years, Shlomo returned to Yishlaim, but he hadn't gone to see David. But now we add 2 years to the 5 years, so we have 7 years. The Ksiv and the Pasuk says, V'him ikeitz abo'em shonam, V'yom av shalom melech, el chanov ha'shalom es nudarish and dati l'shem b'chevren. After 40 years from when Klai Yisrael asked in the time of Shmuel for a melech, Avshalom wants to go to Chevron. And the Pasuk says, at that point, Avshalom rebelled against David. And he took advice from Achitofel. How could he prevail over David HaMelech? The Ksiv, V'Achitofel raw, kiloy nesa atzosoy. Achitofel sees that his advice had not been followed. V'yokim v'yelech al-beisoy, he went home. Yitzav al-beisoy v'yichonik. He choked himself. The Ksiv, anshe damem mim lo yotzimeim. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim, the David HaMelech cursed Doeg and Achitofel, that they won't come to what is half the amount of years of an average person, which is Yimei Shemisena Shimshana, 70 years. V'tanya, Kol Shinaisa Shodoyig, who was an enemy of David, was Eli Shlosh V'arbo. Mashlachi Teufel was Shalom Mishalish, 33. And as all the Mepharshim explained, why did he die a year earlier? Because he had committed suicide. And because he committed suicide, that's why he died even not at 34, but at 33. So he was 33 at the time of death. And Shlomo HaMelech was his great-grandson. So Dal Sheva Dav Shlomo. So at that point, when he dies at 33, Shlomo HaMelech was 7 years old. So how many years do we have? 33 minus 7. So we're down to Pasul Eshev Shit, 26 years. That means Achitofel was 26 years old when his great-grandson Shlomo HaMelech was born. So what we're seeing from here, that in those 26 years, Avshalom, Achitofel had Eliam, Eliam had Batsheva, and Batsheva had Shlomo. That had the Shnei L'Tlosi Buri, but it also takes time to be pregnant during that time. Ashtakach, so must be, so we take off 2 years from the 26, Here's for the 9 times 3 that she was pregnant, and the each pregnancy is 9 months, and there's a problem. There's not a problem, but there's an issue of being a yoledes that can't have relations right away after she has a baby. So we see that we're down to 24. How could he have had all these generations just in 24 years? It must be a shtakta kol chad v'chad b'tamni oiled that he had each one of these children was born to its parent, to its father, when he was 8 years old. So that's how the Gemara came to make the point that they were born, that they had children at 8. And the Radrama says, why did they have children at the age of 8? Because they were very healthy. And somebody who's very healthy has children, is able to have children at a younger age. Another pshat that the Maral seems to suggest is that the entire world order was different in those times. And now it takes longer for people to mature. Mamai says, who says the Tavai B'tei Sha'olid? Ba'sheva Oyle B'shit. Says the Gemara, who says that the men, maybe the men only had children at the age of 9, but one of the people in this link is Ba'sheva. And Ba'sheva had a child not by 8, but even by 6. Mishum D'itisabari, women are healthier. Teda Da'va Le Vlad Mikara. Because there's another point the Gemara says we have to think about. Dovra Melcha Ba'sheva had a baby that didn't survive before Shlomo HaMelech was born. So we have to throw that into the mix. It must be that the way to understand this Gemara is entirely different because Bathsheba was able to have children at a young age. Ella, so we're back to our question. The Gemara is saying that they had children at the age of 8. How do we know that? It says, the Gemara Mechacham. The Pasuk says, Ve'el told us, Tarech, Tarech Chaylet Avram, Esnochav Esharad. Avram gol mi nachar shana. So Gemara is assuming that Avram was a year older than Nachar. The Nachar gol mi Haran, and Nachar was a year older than Haran. Nimtza Avram gol shnei shana mi Haran. Avram was 2 years older than Haran. V'ksiv v'yikach Avram v'Nachar lam nashim. Avram and Nachar took wives. Shame eishes Avram sorei bas Haran. Haran avi milka v'avi Yiska. V'amar v'yitzchak Yiska sora. Yiska is Sara. The Lama Nikoshima Yiska, why is she called Yiska? She Saicha Baruch HaKodesh. She had Nevuah. Vahane Diksiv, Kala Shatama Lecha Sara Shema B'Kaila. Avram Avinu was instructed by Hashem to do whatever Sara said because she had Ruach HaKodesh. Dover Acher, a different pshat, why was she called Yiska? Shakol Sochem B'Yofya. Everybody marveled at her beauty. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'yipel Avram Alponov, but we see now that Sarah was the daughter of Haran, the brother of Avram. Avram Avinu could not believe that he's going to have a child at 10, at 100, and Sarah will have children when she's 90. So says the Gemara. So we see clearly from this pasuk the kamakoshes Avram is Sarah. How much older was Avram than Sarah? Eseshnin, 10 years. Koshish Mavua, and Avram was older than Haran, as we said earlier, Tatishnim. So if you take all of these numbers together, Ishtaki Ka'ilat Haran Lasaran, when Haran had Sarah, he was 8, because Avram was 10 and years older. That means, and we take the 2 years that he's younger, it must be that he was 8 when he had Sarah, a proof that they had children at such a young age. The Gemara says that she was called Yiska because everybody looked at her beauty. That so I saw that the Ben Ishchai asks, is that what makes Sarah special? That because everybody looked at her beauty? Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Gemara is that Sarah, when she was a young woman, so she didn't develop yet in Ruchnius, so then she was called Yiska. But then, as she developed, she was called Yiska. So it's not that she was still called Yiska because Yafya, but rather she was called Yiska because she became Sacha Baruch HaKodesh. She became a woman that could see Ruach HaKodesh. The Sefer Lakuti Bas Lakuti says that the Pasuk says, Shekra Chayim Vehevel HaYoyfi, Isha Yiras Hashem Hitasalo. What does the Pasuk mean to say? He says that the Pasuk is actually describing Sarah and saying that Sarah was very beautiful. But when was her beauty meaningful? Her beauty was meaningful because it was accompanied with Yiras Shamayim. That's what the Gemara says. She had Ruach HaKodesh, this combination of Ruach HaKodesh and beauty. Then the beauty has value. Says the Gemara, Mamai, who says that Avram was only 2 years older than Haran? Dilma Avram, Zutadach for her. Maybe Avram was the youngest of the brothers. Aye, if that's the case, why is he mentioned first? Because Derech HaChmasa Chashvala, the Pasuk mentions the oldest brother first, the smartest, greatest brother first. Teda, where do we see such a precedent? Teda, the Kokoshvala Kro, Derech HaChmasan, where do we find that the Torah mentions things according to the Chachma, mentions brothers according to the Chachma? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yi noyek b'chamesh shana, v'yolad noyek Hashem v'scham v'yishofes. So we learned, if you learn the Pasuk simply, Shem Godel Mehem Shana, Shem was greater than Cham by a year, V'Cham Godel Meyafes Shana, and Cham was older than Yefes a year. Nimtza Shem Godel Meyafes, according to this, Shem was 2 years older than Yefes. V'Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'Noek Ben Sharish Meir Shana, V'Mabel Ha'imayim Ha'aretz, Noek was 600 years when the Mabel began, and according to this, Shem was 100 years old. But if Shem was 100, and 2 years after the Mabel, so if he had after the Mabel children, he should have been 102. Ben Meir Shana, Ben Meir V'Tatnishnan. What must we say? Even though Shem is mentioned first, he's not the oldest. So the same thing by Avram. We'll say Derech HaChmasa Chashvala. Avram was mentioned first, even though he wasn't the youngest. So if many Rishonim ask, if they're not mentioned that way, why is it Shem Chom Yofes? Shouldn't it be Shem Yofes Chom? So the Mefarshim explain that first the Pasuk mentions who is the greatest tzaddik. And once we have said, this Tosfos Rosh says we're not following age, so then we have Shem first, and then we have Chom, and then Yofes. Because Chom was the youngest, and then we speak about Yofes, who was the oldest. Another pshat that I saw is that it could be the Shem was younger than Yofes, but older than Chom. So that's why the Pasuk says Shem, Chom, Yofes. At least Shem and Chom should be put in the proper order, and Yofes is not mentioned we want to mention Shem first because of his Chochmah. I'm Rav Kana, I'm Ritla Shematzka Medra Zid, Ben Adob. I said this over. Family Atama Chochmas Nisan, you learned it this way, Vanama Chochmas Nisan. L'Shem Yam Yula Gamhu, Avi Kobane Eva Achi Yefes Agodl. That we see the Pasuk is saying that Yefes Golosh Bachav, however, the Pasuk is identifying as Yefes as the oldest. So we go back to what we began with. We've been saying that they could have children at 8. Menolon, says the Gemara Hakka. The Pasuk says, Betzali ben Uri b'chol amat Yehuda. And the Pasuk says, V'ksiv Thomas Azuva, V'yikil Kalev as Esfras, V'teiloy as Chor. So we see that Kalev was the father of Chor, who was the grandfather of Betzali. V'chi ove Betzali Mishkan, when Betzali built the Mishkan, Bar Kamahava, how old was he? Batleisa. He was 13 years old. Since the Torah calls him Ish, he must have been 13 years old. Tanya, the Brisa says, Shana Rishona also Moshe the Mishkan. The first year the Klaisa was in the Midbar, the Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan. Shneya Hikima Mishkan, the second year put up the Mishkan with Sholach Meraglim. Ksiv, and when the Meraglim was sent, the Pasuk says, Ben Baim Shana Anoichi B'Shloich Moshe Avra Hashem. Kalev says about himself that he was 40 years old when he was sent out as one of the Meraglim. And the Pasuk says, V'ata hi noich ayoyim b'chamish v'shmoinim shana. Kama havelhu, that Kalev was 40 years old when the Meraglim was sent out. According to our calculation, Betzalel was 14 years old, because as we said, the year of the Meraglim was the year after Betzalel began building the Mishkan, so he was 14. Gdal abeisa da'ave v'tzalul. So take off 14 years from Kalev's life. Pashlo arsa reshit. We have that Kalev was 26 years old when Betzalel, who was his great son, great grandson, born. And as we said earlier in the shir, dal tatishnin de tlosa ubri, to take from those years 2 years for three pregnancies, shtaka de kol chad v'chad, so we're left with 24. 3 into 24, the tamni oilet is a proof that each one of them was born when he was 8. We learned further, the Torah says, ben v'loy bas. Tanya Amr of Shimon, but then who should they bas really is ben tzair merer? Really, a girl should be able to become a ben tzair merer just like a man. However, hakom etzuyin etzla b'aveira, because she also can end up being a person that acts improperly and she become ben tzair merer. So why is she not? Says the Gemara, because gzeiros hakosafi, because that's what the Torah teaches us as the halacha, that ben, only a boy can become a ben tzair merer, like bas, and not a girl.